and welcome to the David Itz podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Thursday, the 3rd of September, and David Itz is your daily slice of Forces life. And on today's episode, I'm really excited because he's been on the pod before, but not with me. So I'm really excited because he's going to be telling me all about a very interesting tattoo in Wales. On the pod today is Mr. Cam Kelly.
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
I am really good. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Very well indeed.
Well, you are our UK breakfast host, aren't you, along with Danny G. What's that like for you?
It's fun. It's good. It's, yeah, of course it is. It's coming into work every day and having a laugh with your mate. That's all it is.
And I hear that you've been sort of shining a spotlight on Wales on the breakfast show, haven't you?
Yeah, anytime anything comes up that's based in Wales, I jump all over that because I think I lived about 5 or 6 years of my life in Cardiff and I've just got a real, real special place in my heart for Cardiff or Wales in general.
You spent some years living in Wales, so can you speak any Welsh?
I think I can say bore da. Right, run, lads. Heatherley's on its way. That's 5-0. Feds, cops.
Of course you know how to say that.
That's right.
Poppity
that's
ping. Right.
Poppity, isn't that a microwave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poppity ping. And lollipop is lollipop, but with one less L.
Oh, there you go.
We've obviously been hearing a lot about the Royal Edinburgh military tattoo on the pod recently, but this time there's been a tattoo taking place in, I believe, is it pronounced Cymru?
Yes, Cymru, I think that's the Welsh for Wales. So, yes, it's Tattoo Cymru, which essentially this bilingual presenter will tell you is the Welsh tattoo.
Okay, and what do we know about the Welsh tattoo?
What we know about it is it's still very young. It's still like only a few years old and they really are trying to grow it. Gareth Butler, who's the producer of the show, got in touch with us to ask whether we could sort of shine a light on it. So we got him on the show today, actually, and we asked him what's new at this year's tattoo.
We have got a brand new show this year, Salute to the Sea Soldier. So we've got the Band of the Royal Marines, their association band, performing for us this year. So they're taking centre stage, and around them we've got our wonderful cast of usual performers. We've got the pipes and drums, and we've got some traditional Welsh performers. We've got some cadets doing some fantastic drill displays. We've got two Britain's Got Talent finalists who are doing some. We can't have a tattoo in Wales without some fantastic Welsh singers, so they're going to provide some Welsh song for us. My daughter is appearing this year, actually. She's making a surprise appearance for us. She's doing some dancing in one of the sections as well, so we're keeping that in the family.
A little bit of nepotism. That's fine.
Well, right. she's very good, and she's cheap. she's a dancer, and she's not got any shows on at the moment. So I said, right, there's a section that I need covering. Mm-hmm. Can you work on that for me? So she's been busy choreographing that over the past few weeks.
I'm just having a look on Facebook though. The photos look great.
Yes, it's a really interesting event because obviously tattoos are normally in you know, large arenas or on castle esplanades. But because this is set inside William Aston Hall, inside a theatre, it means that the audiences are right on top of the musicians and right on top of the action as well. So it's a really great show.
Of the tattoos that you've done in the past, has there? It's one of those things, I don't imagine there's ever been any trouble, has there?
Not at our tattoos, no.
If you've got a band of Royal Marines up there, you're going to keep yourself in check, aren't you? No one's going to throw out.
No, it's a very safe event, and the crowds that we get are always really supportive.
I'm just thinking about like the Royal Edinburgh tattoo, for example. It's something that people have heard of. For anybody who's going, oh my gosh, there's one in Wales. To you, what is a tattoo if you're going to explain it to somebody?
So tattoos originated in Europe, and the main function of them really was to bring soldiers back to barracks. So when soldiers lived in garrison towns, they'd obviously go out to the local hostelries and drain them suitably, and it was very difficult to get the soldiers back to barracks. So a drummer would be sent out, and he would signal in the town square for all of the innkeepers to turn off their taps.
the Dutch phrase was dood en tap toe, turn off your taps. He was quite an unpopular guy, as you can imagine, because he signalled the end of the drinking sessions from the soldiers. So they'd send out a few extra drummers with him and a few trumpeters, and you know, the ceremony kind of grew. This dood en tap toe ceremony grew into quite a spectacle that the townsfolk would come out and watch. And then over time, the term tap toe, dood en tap toe, turned into tattoo. And that's where they come from.
Thank you. I was a bit Pied Piper. It was almost like, come on, follow me. Come on.
It's exactly that.
My only concern with it all is that means that they were going out at last orders. Can you imagine the parents living in the local area who just got their babies off to sleep and then a drummer starts drumming to get everybody out of spoons at last orders and then marches them through the streets? Yeah.
Good point.
I love this. I'm just looking at your website. Your VIP experience, part of the VIP experience, your piper will pipe you to your seat. I love that.
He does.
I want to be piped to a seat.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And if I remember correctly, it's your birthday as well.
It is my birthday. Yeah.
No, it's a really special experience. I think when you're putting these shows together and you're used to being involved with hundreds of pipers and drummers and musicians, you sort of forget how special that experience can be. But it's certainly you arrive in style as a VIP at our shows.
If people did want to get themselves a ticket, be it VIP or just normal, well, how would they do that? Where would they go? And what time does it all kick off?
So we're at William Aston Hall. So if you go onto the William Aston Hall website, you can get your tickets from there. Obviously, we've got our Facebook pages. You can go through those as well. And gbpageants.co.uk is our website. So there's plenty of places that you can get your tickets. And we are on this Saturday at 7 o'clock, the VIPs. And then the show starts at 7:30.
Oh, so it's only round the corner then. And Cam, earlier on, you were telling me that this hasn't been going on for very long. How many years has this been going?
I think it's 4 or 5. But, you know, like I say, it just keeps going from strength to strength and it keeps getting bigger and they keep getting more acts every year. And they are particularly looking forward to the Royal Marine Band playing this year. I think that's going to be the real highlight, as well as some local Welsh voices. You can't have anything Welsh unless you include a Welsh choir.
Oh, absolutely. And I tell you something, I do love me a military band. They always give me goosey bumps, no matter what.
Yeah, 100%.
Cam, impossible question, but military bands, me and you have done our fair share of travelling around the world, around the forces world with BFBS. Is there any military bands that you can say have been a personal highlight?
I think it's always on Remembrance Day that they really, you know, perform, and it's incredible. And the one that's really memorable was Brunei with the Gurkhas playing the bagpipes. That was absolutely stunning, spectacular, goosebumps on your arm.
Oh, that's the thing. I literally just said, like, it has to be. I can't not get goosebumps. I even got them most recently. Not that long ago, we had the British Army Band Tidworth in town here in Germany for a beating retreat. And the thing that gave me goosebumps was when they played Gold by Spandau Ballet. I don't think many people can say Gold by Spandau Ballet has given them goosebumps before.
No, I think you're probably right, but it depends how it's played and what it's played on. And of course, then there was the Changing Guard at Buckingham Palace, who recently did Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 as well. That was another goosebumps on your arm moment. That was spectacular.
Oh, it really was. It really was. And do you think that Gareth is looking forward to this year's tattoo? Is he excited for it?
He really is. He really is. It all gets underway this coming Saturday. I know he's excited about, obviously, all the military personnel taking part. But also, you probably heard a little bit of nepotism there. His daughter's getting up and doing some dancing as well. We don't know how she got that part. That will remain a mystery. But apparently she's very good and she did that on her own merit.
And Cam, I hear that there's going to be lots of performances on the day, including some younger people as well. Do you think that this is going to be quite a bucket list moment for them, quite an achievement for them when they do sort of get onto the stage?
Do you remember what it's like when you were a kid? I mean, your memory's probably a lot fresher about your childhood than mine is of mine. But I do remember getting excited about having to perform anything, actually getting up there with military personnel who actually know what they're doing, they're going to feel like they're under the world's best spotlight.
Oh, absolutely. I love the fact that the military are sort of going to be giving them a little, like, almost like a little step up into the limelight.
Yeah, I think they're going to come out and the younger performers will probably look as starstruck and as in awe as football mascots do when players walk them out, those kids, and they're just at the centre of everything and they love it. And the look on those faces is just fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. Cam, can we have a reminder of where people can go to find out more and buy their tickets?
Do you know what? There are a fair few places you can actually find it, from the Royal Marines Association concert band website to Visit Wales, to William Aston Hall's website, which is the venue of this year's Tattoo Cymru. You can also find them on Facebook. The thing is, if you are not familiar with Welsh, if you are, just Google it and you'll find it. But it's spelt Cymru, which is the Welsh spelling, which is C-Y-M-R-U. So it looks like Tattoo Cymru, but it's actually Tattoo Cymru. If you Google that, you'll have about five places where you can find out more and get tickets.
Awesome stuff. And before I let you go, I must say happy birthday for Saturday, Cam.
Well, thank you very much, Lauren. You're the first to have done so, and that means a lot.
Well, what else is going on across BFBS? Well, we've been talking all about music on the pod today. And we've got loads of music specials that you can sink your teeth and or ears into right now on the BFBS radio app and on our website. We've just had the BFBStival taking place across the bank holiday weekend. George Wedlake sat down with Shed 7's frontman Rick Witter, who I have met and given a load of cookies to. Story for another day, though. They've been chatting about music and life in the 90s and how the band are planning to follow up the success of 2024 and actual garden sheds. I'm sure they'll explain more. Sonny Federa has also been chatting to Joe Carden about his sixth album, Can We Do It All Again? Because it's out right now. They've been chatting about the world of dance music, the tracks on the album, and so much more. And you can head to the BFBS radio app or the website to catch all of those BFBS music specials. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Daily Dits. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you tomorrow.